Good afternoon. This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one is on the Barna Group's website, barna.s1055.shoreserver.com. You can find it available on this recording. It says two-thirds of Americans say pro athletes have more influence on society than faith leaders. Now, let me just go ahead and say that I am a diehard Packers fan. I love the Green Bay Packers. They are a distant love from, say, Jesus or my wife or my children or my country or even my ministry. So it's not like you're dealing with a dude here that just hates all things athletic, doesn't like sports. You know, I gritted my teeth and ran my 3.5 miles this morning, didn't like it. Played football Saturday with some of the men from our youth group and our youth pastor and some of the brothers that help him. I'm going to play soccer Wednesday afternoon. Soccer is my favorite sport. Okay, so you're not dealing with some sort of collegiate bum here that just has the chess team and every now and then attends Glee Club and 4-H. That's not me, all right? So you're dealing with a guy here who really enjoys sports. February 1st, 2013, with perhaps the biggest sporting event of the year coming up this weekend. Barna Group looks at the influence of athletes and the role faith plays in American sports. A new study from Barna shows most Americans believe sports figures have greater influence than do professional clergy or other faith leaders. All right, so wait, let me pause this recording for just a moment, enough to tell you that I also have a brother who's a sports talk show host in Dallas by the name of Bob Sturm on 1380 The Ticket. So if you want to see a guy that looks almost like me, just older, then I suppose I sort of look almost like him, then go and take a look. All right, this section is called Athletes Top Pastors. There's plenty of research to show the declining sway of clergy, but who are Americans looking to instead? By more than a 3-to-1 margin, Americans believe professional sports players have more influence on society than do faith leaders. Overall, about two-thirds of Americans say they think pro athletes have more influence on American society today than do professional faith leaders. Others say both, 8%, have equal influence or are not sure. Sports figures are deemed most influential by those making 60 grand plus, college grads, whites, and parents. Those most likely to select faith leaders were weekly church attenders and those with incomes under 40,000. Isn't that something? Americans like sports plus faith. As part of the Baltimore Ravens' somewhat unlikely trip to the Super Bowl, Ray Lewis has often thanked God in television interviews. How do Americans feel about such public expressions of faith? When asked about the matter in general, adults say that they favor professional and prominent college athletes talking about their faith in media or events seen by the general public. Another one-quarter of Americans are simply undecided on the matter. Those most favorable toward public expressions of faith are boomers, two-thirds, parents of children under the age of 18, two-thirds, evangelicals, 11 out of 12, blacks, 4 out of 5, women are also more supportive than were men, 65% versus 56%. The only group that was split on the issue in those who are atheists is those who are atheists and agnostics. About 34% of this group still favors athletes being able to talk about their faith in media or public events. Does anyone care to listen? Most Americans believe when an athlete talks about his or her faith publicly, it does not make much of a difference for those who hear these comments. Still, about one-third of adults contend these kinds of public displays make their hearers more spiritually minded. Women, residents of the South, evangelicals, and church attenders are among the most likely to believe this. Most Americans believe when an athlete talks about his or her faith publicly, it does not make much of a difference for those who hear those comments. Still, about one-third of adults contend these kind of public displays make their hearers more spiritually minded. Why do sports and faith do and don't go together? Americans who favor public displays of faith in sports say they do so primarily because they believe athletes should have freedom of speech. Another 11% said people should talk about their faith, and 10% said talking about faith can have a positive effect on others. Among those who oppose sports figures talking about their faith publicly, the most frequently mentioned reason for resisting this behavior is feeling the faith should be kept personal and that it's not appropriate to force one's belief on others. Other common reasons include the perception that athletes should just play the game, 21% said, that the viewers are not interested in hearing about their faith, 10% said, and that they shouldn't use their fame to push their agenda. I wonder if those same 10% that said that feel the same way about a guy saying he drives Fords. Is that pushing his agenda? Maybe so. Maybe so. I don't think a guy should talk about what kind of car he drives. Why? He's pushing it on me. I don't like it. I doubt very seriously there's very many people out there like that. So what players are recognized for their faith? Tim Tebow, having introduced a new expression for genuflecting, is easily the most prominent athlete known for his faith. A remarkable 51% of Americans mention Tebow in a top-of-mind manner as linking religion and sports. Then you have Kurt Warner, 2%, Jeremy Lin, 2%. The research also explored awareness of seven prominent athletes by asking adults if they are aware of these athletes' athletic performers and whether they are aware of the athletes' public discussion of faith. Again, Tebow emerges at the top of the pile. Then Kurt Warner, 59% of the people know him, 80% of those 59% understand that he is feel favorable towards his public discussions of faith. And then it goes down, talks about Jeremy Lin, Bubba Watson, Albert Pujols, Robert Griffin III, and Clayton Kershaw. What research suggests. All right. And then we're going to stop reading because I'd rather talk. The research points out that the most Americans are comfortable with a mashup of their faith and their sports, suggests David Kinneman, president of Barna Group. That there's such a strong and positive awareness of Tim Tebow and his faith reveals Americans, and particularly Christians, desire for an authentic role model who's willing to do so publicly, connect his faith and life. Kinneman also mentions the connection between public faith declarations and issues of religious liberty. So, even if we don't agree with or particularly care for an athlete's faith declarations, Americans would be hesitant to limit their person's ability to speak about their faith because doing so, basically, would be a death knell to their own freedom of expression. In fact, the only non-Christian athlete who shows up in the research is Muhammad Ali. However, his connection to the Muslim faith was only mentioned in a top-of-mind way by just 1% of the adults. America is comprised of a majority of self-described Christians, so how much diversity of faith will they accept in the sports figures? I guess we'll see. Well, I have a few right off the top of my head sort of observations, if I could, for just a moment, and then I'll let you go. First of all, let me say that not everyone that talks about Jesus is going to heaven. For example, last night, one of the largest voices we heard was from a man who is quoting scriptures from the Old Testament to prove that no weapon formed against them would prosper. I wonder if he knows the context of that scripture. I wonder if he really feels like he's a good Jew. I wonder if he knows the application for the believer. And then saying, if God be for us, who should be against us after the Super Bowl? I wonder if he's considered that there might be believers on the other team who were also praying to Jesus for good performance. And I wonder if he considered that. I wonder if Christian athletes understand, I wonder if the church understands what kind of detriment they do by worshiping the almighty football on Sundays. Now, before you touch that dial and get angry and send me your hate mail, save it. The fact is, whether you want to believe it or not, you influence those around you by your habits. If you're going to run off because your favorite team is playing the Carolina Panthers, for example, you don't think that that teaches your kids what's more important? Don't you think that that tells your Sunday school class what's important? Don't you think that that makes it very clear to your neighbors that church is just another thing you do if nothing greater comes along? I mean, if something better than church comes along, you're going to whisk off to Charlotte to watch a race. Or you're going to go down to Atlanta to watch the Braves. You're going to zip on up to D.C. to watch an MLS game. Yeah, think about it now. When you're on vacation, what do you tell your parents when you say, yes, I can skip church tomorrow morning? Because I'm sure your pastor would understand, and I'm sure that me as a pastor, my folks would understand that. I mean, everyone takes a Sunday off. You're not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together just because you go to a Packer game, right? I mean, isn't that how we think? We're okay. We're so careless with the holiness of God and his day. So let me just say that one of the reasons maybe sports leaders are so much more influential is not because of the problem behind the pulpit. It's maybe because of the problem in the pew. And then by extension, it's the problem behind the pulpit because the pastor might be so concerned that your precious tithe dollars won't make it in the offering because it'll make you so upset that the one or two Sundays you do come every month, well, it's certainly not Sunday night during the NFL season. You might not actually keep coming, and your tithe dollars. So you're actually buying your pastor's silence, and he's making you a weaker church member. And so, really, we're to thank. Let me also say that it helps when you have skilled players giving credence to the Lord. I'm glad that we have some good quarterbacks in the sports world. I'm glad that Reggie White was a great linebacker, defensive end. I'm glad that we've got some Tim Tebows and Kurt Warners out there, and I'm really glad that they're skilled players. I'm glad that they're not out there mouthing off and saying stupid things and then saying thank you, Jesus, after a game. I'm glad that they have some skills. So having said all that, let me just say that I think that the problem, by and large, with why faith leaders are not as influential as sports leaders, I can't give the reason, but I think a reason is because, well, quite frankly, we have turned church into another arena of performance. We have decided that the arm of flesh will be good enough for us. Hezekiah had enough sense to know that Sennacherib had the arm of flesh for him. And he was trying to set his captains of war over the embattlements of the city. And he said to his people, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid or dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be no more with us. There are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." I think often we get into church and we think that it really, quite frankly, I hope the pastor entertains me. If he doesn't entertain me, then he's off. No, it could be that you haven't prayed for him enough. Or the pastor. It could be a preacher, a teacher, a Sunday school teacher saying, "Well, I was really off today." Well, I wonder if we spent as much time praying as we did digging through commentaries. I wonder if we spent as much time praying as we did watching sports and updating our Twitter accounts. I wonder if we understand really that it is the Christ of God who, through the Spirit of the Holy One coming down and being in our midst, is the one who really makes the difference. Or are we going to be like everyone else and turn our Wednesday evening prayer meetings into sweet midweek services? We have decided that it is the arm of flesh that will get the job done. And so we'll polish our sermons and we'll perform and entertain people and have special ceremonies and we will just put up special decorations and posters and sweetness in the bulletins. And, you know, I'm not against any of that, but I'm afraid in many cases, my dear friends, in many cases, we have substituted that for the power of God. So if you're to say, "Bill Sturm, what is the major reason why athletes have more pull than faith leaders in the nation of America?" I would say it's because we are trying to play on a field upon which we have not been placed. We are not performers. We are not professionals. We are supposed to be people who know the power of God. Paul said, "My speech came not with enticing words, but with a demonstration of the power of God." So I would like to encourage you. I know this recording was about 3 or 4 minutes longer than my typical news and focus, but I felt like I needed to get you to understand that probably the reason the polls are wilted and warped is because you might be the one who, when you see someone in the hallways at the church, the first thing you want to talk about is your team. Thanks for listening.